Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Cheryl Selman, and welcome to The Love Code. It's great having you here. This is a show that is really designed to uplift, to inspire, to transform, and to open your heart. And I'm so glad you're joining me because we can all use more of that in our life. And I have some wonderful guests who will be inspiring you every Saturday here at 11 a.m. I'm looking forward to sharing this time with you. For those of you who are visiting me for the first time on this show, I want to welcome you and invite you to go to my website, which is drcherylselman.com, because if you go there, then I am able, an opt-in, I am able to send these shows out to you, so you'll be able to catch every episode of The Love Code. And if you go to the Facebook page, What Women Must Know, then I post every show there. And What Women Must Know is the name of the other show I do on Progressive Radio Network every Thursday at 4 p.m. So I hope you'll join me for both shows. Today, we're doing The Love Code, and then Thursday at 4 p.m., it's What Women Must Know. But if you go to Dr. Cheryl Selman or go over to What Women Must Know on my Facebook page, you will get every single episode and not have to miss a single program, which you, of course, never want to do. Such great information. And and one other thing I need to say, PRN has now put this wonderful new option into their programming, and that is a voicemail. So if you call this number, which I'm about to give you, you can leave a message for me. You can ask me a question. You can give me feedback. As we explore on our program today with some chants, you can practice them. You can tell me the miracles that happen. And all these messages will get sent to me directly. So you don't, you have to leave a message, and then the station will send them on to me. But it's a great way for us to start having more communication with each other. And I would absolutely love to hear from my listeners. So here is the number. It's 862-800-6805. So you call this voicemail number. I'm going to give it to you in a minute, so you can go grab a pen and leave your message or your question, or if there's a topic you'd like me to discuss and invite a guest to talk about it on either one of my shows, The Love Code or What Women Must Know, then call this number. Here we go. 862-800-6805. 862-800-6805, and I hope to hear from you. So let's talk about the conversation that I am having today with my very special guest. And this topic is so relevant for so many people who are struggling with their health. We're going to be talking about how to heal from chronic fatigue with soul healing with my very special guest today from Toronto, Cher O'Rourke. And just a little bit about my guest. So Cher O'Rourke has been trained and certified by the Tao Academy and Dr. Master Shijiang Sha in the practice of spiritual healing and transformation. Before taking over as the director and becoming one of the leading teachers of Master Sha Tao Healing Center in Toronto, Master Cher successfully managed her own spiritual counseling practice for many years. She believes that she was led to this role in her life by divine arrangement. Having spent 25 years in her career working in theater and film, Cher found herself part of the human drama when a twist of fate led her to becoming bedridden due to chronic fatigue. Through discovering Master Sha's teachings and using his simple yet effective soul power techniques, she healed and transformed her condition. Cher has led thousands of soul practitioners through the same process of healing that she has experienced, helping them not only to heal, but to become powerful healers themselves. So it's my great pleasure to welcome Master Cher O'Rourke from Toronto with us today. Hello, Cher.
Hello, Dr. Cheryl, and thank you so much for inviting me to speak with you today. It really is my honor and my delight.
Well, same goes out to me, for me, to you. Can I just say that because you are an advanced teacher with Master Shah, you have the title of Master Share. So I just want people to understand, because I'm going to have the honor of addressing you like that, but I want people to understand what that title means, because people who aren't part of the teachings of Master Shah may not fully appreciate it. So can you just tell us how you were given that title so people can appreciate and honor you?
Thank you. I just will start by saying I feel comfortable being called just Cher, but I will tell you a little bit about why Master Shah has given those of us who have the honor to receive these titles, why he has. First of all, I have been a student of Master Shah for 14 years. And Master Shah himself is an extraordinary master and grandmaster of many disciplines: kung fu, feng shui, I Ching, Tai Chi, and many other titles. So he is a master of all of these things, and therefore carries this great wisdom and knowledge and abilities to teach others and to empower others to learn and in turn teach some of the things that he does. So I spent many days, as many others did, hours, weeks, months, studying directly with Master Shah, many hours a day. And Master Shah gives to us the wisdom and knowledge through all of his books and through direct transmission and teaching, but also through the practices that he gives to us to do on a daily basis to develop ourselves, for physical healing, emotional healing, mental healing, and spiritual development. So there is a commitment on our part to do these practices, to learn the wisdom, to share it, to teach it, and to commit in a way that perhaps the average person may not do, in order to earn the title of master, which can only be given to us by Master Shah himself. So He tests us, he puts us through rigorous testing, and we continue to study all of the time. It never ends. We are always learning, and it really is quite a privilege.
So when you have really dedicated yourself to your spiritual journey and through the teachings of Master Shah with him, which is such a privilege, and I just want everyone to know that I met Master Shah up in Toronto over Thanksgiving and had the opportunity to attend two of the retreats. And after he was a guest on my show on What Women Must Know, I was invited to come up by Master Shah, and it just opened up such a wonderful world to me, and meeting amazing people like you, Cher, and so many others. And just, even though I've been on a spiritual path for most of my life, it was just like taking me on another odyssey, just another turn of the spiral, right?
Yeah.
And feeling so blessed and privileged to be a part of a wonderful community that I met. So these conversations are great for me, because it gives me a chance to actually have this one-on-one conversation with the amazing people who have been very dedicated to the spiritual purpose and mission of Master Shah. And so thank you. Thank you for the work you've done and for the time you're sharing with us today. And you have a really inspiring story on how this all began, how this journey with Master Shah all began. So can you share that with us?
Yes, I'd be happy to. I had a career in film and in theater for about 25 years prior to meeting Master Shah, and I had a very nice career going, but always in my heart and in my studies during those years, I always was interested in different kinds of spiritual modalities and disciplines, and I had studied and practiced Buddhism for a number of years. And always I felt that I was to leave that profession, that it was not what I was supposed to be doing. And I kept delaying that process. And I became ill one day. I literally collapsed. And I happened to be with my brother at the time, and he sort of picked me up off the floor and put me down on the sofa. And from that moment going forward for several years, I suffered from quite an extreme case of chronic fatigue syndrome. And I, you know, really counted on a lot of people to help me during that period of time. I would go through periods of my energy would kind of, you know, come back a little bit because I tried many different kinds of healing modalities to recover from it, but with not a lasting success. And I really got to a point where I became very depressed and felt really hopeless and helpless. And I remember having one of those moments, which I think, you know, many people have had in their lives, of saying, you know, to the divine, please help me. Please send me somebody. Do that thing, you know, that you need to do to help me to rise up out of this, because I feel like my life is slipping away. And if you help me, I will help others. And in that moment, as I was having this conversation, a face appeared in front of me. And it was Master Shah's face. And I remember thinking, I looked at him and I was surprised because it was so vivid. And I thought, wow, who is this man who's going to help me? Here he is. He's appeared right in front of me. And I remember my second thought being, because Master Shah is of course Chinese, and I remember my second thought being, how am I going to get to China? I could barely get out of this bed, and I had gone through all of my savings. I had, you know, very little money, and wondered how I would ever meet him. Who was he, and where was he? So I, very soon after that, a friend came by and brought a spiritual magazine, and I opened it up. And the first page I opened was, there was Master Shah. There was his photo. And
I just have to say, that must have been a total shock. And I mean, your jaw must have dropped when you saw that photo of this face that you had seen in a vision that just popped up.
It really was a jaw-dropping moment. And I remembered, you know, I had been looking for him. So I was looking at, and I, you know, was Googling other spiritual masters, and I couldn't find him because I didn't know his name. And
Googling
but I knew
spiritual masters, don't you love it?
Yes.
The repertoire, let me go through.
That's right. Yeah, so he was doing an event, you know, just downtown Toronto. And I was so grateful because I went, of course, to see him and met him. And I, you know, told him my story, and he gave me a blessing, and he gave me some practices to do. And I started my road to recovery. And
that moment of recognition for you, was it a moment of recognition for him when he saw you and met you for the first time?
I would say yes, you know, in that I think any of us who become, you know, students of Master Shah, there is that experience of knowing him and him knowing us in return, you know, that we have had. Master Shah talks about reincarnation and past life experiences, and I also believe in that. And so I know, and subsequently, you know, was able to see other lifetimes that I had had with him as a student. Because one of the things that happened for me during this really was a spiritual awakening for me, this whole experience. It wasn't just a physical illness. And so a lot of my spiritual channels were opened. I was able to see certain things. You know, so there was a whole other, another layer of experience that was happening at the same time. So seeing, you know, being with Master Shah was very familiar, and, you know, I trusted him implicitly from the start, and that was really important for me in my healing process. And once once I got well and I got strong again, I became stronger than I'd ever been, I think. You know, I feel healthier now than ever have in my life. And I wanted to do what he could do. And he said, you can. And then he offered this training for many of us.
So, how long did it take you? First of all, what did he give you to do as part of this healing process? And how long did it take you to recover from this extreme chronic fatigue process you were dealing with?
Mm-hmm. Well, it took me 6 months to fully recover. I remember the day, you know, Master Shah offered me a blessing. And right away, I felt better. I felt stronger. And I felt a profound change inside of me. And I felt lighter. I felt like something very, you know, very heavy weight had been lifted from me, had been taken away. And that's actually what happened. And from that moment forward, Master Shah gave me practices to build my foundation energy center. This center that's called the lower dantian. It's located below the navel in the body. And everyone has this energy center. And we can think of it as our engine. And when our engine is very depleted, because it provides the energy for the rest of the body. And when it's depleted, we feel weak. You know, we can feel out of balance, we can feel depressed, we can feel, you know, very, very low and incapable of doing some very simple, you know, daily activities or going to work, these kinds of things. So he gave me very specific practices to build that foundation energy center up. So every day, you know, I would do these practices. And so for 6 months, and I had support because at that time, Master Shah had been training other people already for a few years. And so I would get together with these people on a teleconference and we would do the practices together. And it was very supportive. And so I gradually, my strength, you know, started to come back and I was able to do more and more until I was really completely recovered and within the 6 month period. So these are the kinds of practices, you know, that we do here at the center. We teach people self-healing practices, and we also are empowered to offer special blessings to people to help clear soul blockages, because we are made up of soul, heart, mind, body, you know, which is the energy and the matter. And all of it needs nourishing. All of it needs tending to. Sometimes we may only need, you know, a physical element to help us recover from something, but at the root of serious and chronic illness is the soul. And if we don't address and look at the soul as a major component of these issues, then we may have to just keep repeating the same patterns over again and again.
So this is really important for people to understand what is called Soul Healing. And I'd really appreciate it, Master Cheryl, if you could just explain it a bit more for people. When people are dealing with any challenge in their life that is a source of frustration and pain, and we're talking about the physical challenges, health issues, chronic health issues. So we can, you know, we can take all the supplements. I mean, like you said, you did all sorts of modalities to try to heal your chronic fatigue, which didn't really resolve the issue very much, if at all, until you found Master Shah and started working with the soul healing approach. And I'm just wondering if you could help us understand that a bit more.
Sure. So the soul is, or spirit, and people refer to it as spirit as well, really is the essence of who we are. And we see it from a spiritual perspective as a golden light being that resides inside of the body. And this golden light being that is our essence carries all of the wisdom and knowledge that we have gained, you know, in this lifetime, in past lifetimes, carries the wisdom, the knowledge, the experiences of our ancestors. And those experiences, you know, we carry, can be very happy and joyful experiences, and they can be very painful experiences and experiences of suffering. We just need to look around the world and within our own communities, our own families, to recognize suffering, you know, whether it's physical, mental, emotional, or otherwise. And those experiences can and do impact us on every level. And certainly on the DNA and the RNA level, you know, we inherit illness from our ancestry. And so it's true of the soul ancestry as well. And so we are made to relive some of these experiences in our life, in each lifetime, in order to heal it, in order to learn from it. And that's the whole purpose of it. It isn't to impose further suffering, but rather learn whatever needs to be learned or gained and heal something, forgive something, and move forward, evolve in our lives and assist our descendants to evolve, you know, our loved ones to evolve as well. So just, you know, as we see humanity evolving in all the ways that it does, we as individuals have our own process. There's the collective evolution, there's the personal evolution that happens. Do better, you know, than our previous lineage. So the soul carries all of these experiences, and if we don't have the awareness that there's something more to our life than just, you know, career or acquiring things or reproducing, or that there's something more meaningful, impactful, that we are intended to contribute to our lineage, but also to humanity. And so there is this great need for us to understand what that is, what it is, you know, what our life purpose is. I think everybody has that question. And every soul has a purpose. This is one of Master Shah's key teachings. And people go to him and they say, "What is my purpose, Master Shah?" And he will answer with the same answer to everyone. The purpose of life is to serve. And so whatever we learn, whatever we experience in life, we serve with that. And we serve our own soul journey because, of course, we have to heal ourselves before we can really, you know, help others in a deep way, in a truly meaningful way. So this is where the soul comes in, and addressing the soul in, you know, areas where there is sickness, you know, on whatever level that, that sickness may be. And I'd just like to give you an example, if I may. My nephew was diagnosed with stage 4 lymphoma. He was in his mid-30s when this occurred, and he had taken every kind of treatment you can think of: chemotherapy, radiation, stem cell transplant, many alternative therapies, and he was dying. The doctors had basically said to him, there's nothing more we can do. We have nothing more to give you. And this was in the earlier years as a student of Master Shah, and I had wanted my family to seek Master Shah's help, but it wasn't something they really believed in until they had gotten to that point of desperation. We'll try anything. And at that point, I had brought my nephew to see Master Shah, and Master Shah gave him very similar blessings that he gave to me and practices. And my nephew fully recovered. And what shifted for him, because then he started this on this other drug that he hadn't tried before, and it was fully effective for him because the blockages on the soul level had been removed, you see. And once that was clear, then he was free to heal on the physical level, something that could not just be healed physically.
So interesting, because do we know what those blockages are on the soul level when you do soul healing? Do you have an awareness of what it was that occurred or what you were holding within? Or do you just, you know, trust that process and work with those spiritual tools, the chanting or some of the other techniques that are being offered?
Well, sometimes we... You know, sometimes people know inherently. It's very interesting. You know, sometimes people have a sense about something having occurred, or an awareness of something having, you know, occurred at another time. And in that way, people can know for themselves. We can do readings, you know, Akashic Record readings also to determine perhaps what some of those things are. But I will say that ultimately, you don't have to know. It's not a requirement. And I think for some people, it's better not, you know, because we can go into feelings of guilt, you know, that can create blockages for us, or sadness or depression or any of these things. And I think the important part of that healing is to have the realization that we make mistakes. We are human, and it is part of the human experience to make mistakes. And mistakes can propel us into, you know, deep learning and transformation. But there is a sense of responsibility and accountability that we have for our life and for the lives of our loved ones. And that realization alone and that willingness to heal something, even if we don't fully understand on a cognitive level what it is, but there's a trust and a knowing that there is something here that needs to heal, and I have a responsibility to that, and I'm going to do whatever I can.
To me, the understanding of the soul level is so important for anyone dealing with any kind of illness, because, you know, I actually have gone to Peru, I have worked with shaman, I go take a group to Costa Rica, we work with shaman there, we work with plant medicine, and what's been profound for me is that these paths have allowed people to access a place where they ultimately created blockages in their lives, for one way of saying it. You know, they've been holding on to negative experiences, or been holding on to anger, or been holding on to a birth trauma. Some of the things they were consciously aware of. Sometimes people have no conscious awareness of what was behind the event, the situation that had been playing a major part in their, you know, in their trauma or their physical condition. And when they were able to shift gears, so to speak, and just get out of that left brain thinking and move to another place, more of that spiritual place, they could actually do the healing, because they were open to receiving the true healing energy that cleared the issues that, you know, when you operate with your critical mental faculties, you just do not have access to. You just kind of go round and round, although they can be used. You use those abilities, but just trying to figure things out or staying stuck in anger and resentment and fear will keep that process going in your body. And it's been so profound. So I understand that you have to heal on the soul level to truly heal, however people get there.
Yes, absolutely. You know, there is this universal love accessible to everyone. And really, it's what created us, is it not? And so when we get too much into the mind of trying to resolve things solely, you know, from that perspective, or just logic, then we can get really tripped up, and we can lose our connection with that universal love and compassion that wants us to heal, ultimately, that is a great soul in and of itself. And so when we make a soul connection, our soul with that, you know, the soul of that love, or the source or the creator, you know, whatever, you know, a person's belief system is, that we are accessing that energy and that quality that carries a high frequency and vibration to it. When we get into negative patterns and negative thinking, negative feelings, you know, depression, sadness, anger, you know, when our ego gets the best of us, we have these negative beliefs, negative attitudes toward things, then our frequency drops. Our vibration is very low. And that's where we become vulnerable to these negativities and to sickness. You know, the emotional imbalances that we can spiral down into. And we've lost our connection with that love, that our self-love and the universal love. So, you know, soul healing is taking us back deep into the essence of who we are, because our soul is the highest frequency and vibration of our being, higher than the mind. And Master Shah teaches us soul, heart, mind, body, the energy and the matter. And that's a hierarchy. So our soul is the highest frequency of our being, and therefore has the higher capacity to heal our being.
Now, you are the director of one of the directors, I believe, of the center in Toronto, which is a really active, large center with promoting the teachings of Master Shah and doing courses. Can you share some of the experiences that you have had with people that you have worked with as they apply some of the more of these spiritual technologies, I like to call them, whether it's chanting or meditation? Yeah, I mean, I'm sure you have so many stories to tell us, Cher. Can you give us a few so we can really appreciate the power of healing that happens when we open to the soul level?
Yes, I'd be happy to. We witness miracles really every week here at center. We have a regular body of students, and then we have new people, of course, who come usually weekly, you know, to attend different events. And, you know, I'll give you an example of one woman who had 20 years of chronic back pain. And she'd really tried everything, you know, had lots of different treatments. And she, you know, came, you know, in desperation. And often people do come, you know, here in desperation because they've tried many other things but have not tried, you know, this kind of healing. And so she came one day, she sat down. We were offering Tao Hands blessings, and this is a training program that is offered as part of the Institute of Soul Healing and Enlightenment. So many people have, you know, this special transmission. And she sat down and was offered one, you know, blessing, and got up, stood up, and felt something in her back. And the pain just over the few days after she felt much better on the day she came. And then I had, you know, communicated with her thereafter for the next few days. And she said every day it got better and better. And she'd had the first best night's sleep that she'd had in 20 years. And the back pain eventually disappeared entirely over a couple of weeks and never returned. So that, you know, that's an example of what can happen. It's not always the case, you know, that someone has a complete, you know, 100% recovery in one session, but it does happen with frequency. We have these extraordinary calligraphies, healing calligraphies that Master Sha has created, and this field is called the Tao Chung. Tao refers to the source, the universal laws and principles under which we all live. Chung means field. And when people simply walk into the center and into the room where the calligraphies are located, they feel different. And very often when people come for a 1 hour or 1.5 hour, you know, chanting session or tracing session, because we trace the calligraphies, it's like a moving meditation, kind of like a Tai Chi, you know, with the calligraphies. And people often express how they feel when they finish. I feel happy, I feel light, I feel released, you know, from whatever, you know, difficult feeling they came in with. So often pain, whether it's knee pain, shoulder pain, you know, back pain, people come in, stomach pain, you know, abdominal pain, all kinds of things people get relief from, whether they have a 100% relief or 50%, you know, it's a lot for someone who's, you know, had that issue for a long time. And this has happened too for people who experience depression, instantly feel a relief. And then, because it's something that unfolds over days, you know, as you leave, you come to the center, you feel better, you go back to your life, and people notice that day after day, they start to feel differently. And we continue to invite people to come back, to continue to trace the calligraphies, to be in the field, because what happens is we, you know, as I spoke about earlier, our frequency is changing. And when we start to bring our frequency back up when it's been low, we want to continue the process over a period of time so that we get to that optimum level of well-being. And so we actually have a program that we run from the center called Tao Chung Pathway to Wellness, and it's one of our signature programs. And it's an 8-week program, and we have people come in, and people can either be here in person or they can join us via webcast because we have people from around the world who participate in our events and our sessions. And the idea is that over this extended period of time, we keep people within the healing field and the healing frequency, and them doing their practices, but also receiving blessings, you know, from the teachers. And in that way, the blockages, the soul blockages, begin to dissipate. And whatever is happening on the soul level manifests in the mind, in the body, in the emotion.
Well, that must be a very exciting course, because if people come in with their health challenges and they work with the practices that are offered there, and then they see things changing. You know, this is the power of spiritual healing. This boggles our intellect, right? Because we just don't know what's going on, you know. But something is changing. Something is shifting within us. It's this greater power that we are nurturing. And I can understand why it's important for people to come back on a regular basis, whether it's in a course or whether it's just coming back and being in the presence of that healing field you're creating in your center, because it's feeding this part of us. It's bringing in this light, this healing energy, this spiritual dimension into our being that's opening us up to greater health and vitality and healing. So whether, you know, that's done in person, I love the fact that you do webcasts so people can watch it and participate and get the same benefit, right? Even if they're not there in your presence in Toronto.
Yes, that's right. You know, we've had people participating from Africa, from Asia, from several European countries, it doesn't matter, where, you know, South America, North America. And, you know, it really is about you being willing, someone being willing, you know, to take that chance, to take that opportunity to delve a little more deeply into the source, you know, of what's creating the circumstance in your life. And there is a certain amount of trust, because it's not always, you know, directly tangible. And it is a bit of the mystery, although, you know, there's a lot of science to it as well. And we know we're doing research and really connecting the science with the spirituality, because it's the evidence, you know, is there. The proof is there in the experience, so it can't be ignored. And some people may choose to do this as a complement to, you know, more conventional medicine that they're using, or, you know, they may choose to simply do this. It's up to everyone's, you know, individual desire, and we honor all traditions, all healing modalities, and we simply, this is what we offer here. And yeah, go ahead.
So what's the best website for people to go to so they can learn more about Master Shah, the teachings, your center in Toronto, the webcast, if they want to participate?
So going to drshah.com is the best site to go to, drsha.com, and /Toronto if they want to know specifically what's happening here at our center in Toronto, because this, you know, will provide all the information to people. And we're happy to speak with people. We offer personal consultations. Sometimes people may not feel comfortable joining programs but would like a more personalized session. We do that as well. But ultimately, you know, when we are in the group environment and working together, there is this energy you know, that is built. You know, people are working on their own individual healing process, but they're also contributing to the healing process of others. And that's a way, you know, to serve. Well, you're being served. And so we really encourage that, because there's a this soul and heart and mind connection that happens, and that is really gathering, you know, the chi, the energy, for the transformation to take place.
You were going to do a blessing for us today, and also share with us a simple but powerful chant that people could start using in their lives. Are you still open to doing that?
Yes, I would love to do that. So how about I'll teach everyone a simple chant first, and then I'll offer a blessing. One of the there's this beautiful little book called Greatest Love that Master Shah has given us, and inside is a calligraphy called Da I. Da means greatest. I means love. Da, D A I. AI. And I spoke earlier about the frequency of love and the healing power of love. And so when we connect with that Da'ai message, with the mantra itself and with the calligraphy, we are developing that quality inside ourselves and in our environment as well. Because what happens inside happens on the outside. So I'd like to lead everybody in a couple of moments of chanting Da'ai. And here's what you would do. You would place one hand on your heart and with your feet on the ground as you're sitting flat on the ground, and one hand on your lower abdomen just below the navel. So you're connecting with your heart, where our love resides. And we connect with the mantra. We say, Dear Da'ai, greatest love, please offer me a blessing for, and you can make a request. Please help offer me a blessing to relieve my back pain. Please offer me a blessing to ease this sadness, this depression, to dissipate my anger. Just make one request. And then you spend a few moments chanting. So let's chant together. Da-ai, da-ai. Da-ai, da-ai. Die, 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 die. Do this for 3 to 5 minutes, a few times a day, as long as you like. but even just for a few minutes begins to shift the energy inside. And when that happens, we are addressing any blockages that are sitting there. And then your chi in the body begins to flow. So that's a practice that anybody can do. And I invite you to try it. Try it for yourself. Try it for a loved one. If you have a child, you have a parent, you'd like to help, sing Da'ai for them. It's perfect.
And were you, oh, that is beautiful, Master Cher. I love that. I just feel really peaceful after chanting silently to myself. Is there a place people can go to hear that chant so they can just, you know, make sure they're saying it properly and know what they're saying and get the, you know, if they want to know the specific tune you're using?
Mm-hmm. Well, we have sessions every Saturday. There are what are called Dao Cheng presentation sessions. And there, you can find out all of the information about those sessions on Dr. Shah's website from the front page under events. And they're free, and it's an opportunity for people to learn these mantras. And no doubt, at some point during this presentation, the mantra Da'ai will be chanted along with other mantras. And people can go and they can experience the Dao Cheng itself, learn a little bit more about it and what it can do, have an experience, and, you know, decide, you know, if they'd like to learn more or do more. That would be perfect.
Well, that's great. That's a great way to go. And I invite everyone to do that because these wonderful sessions and classes, and I believe there's a chanting channel as well for people to go and to listen?
That's right. There is tv.drsha.com, drsha.com. And there are, once again, it's free. People can go and learn more and do practices with master teachers from around the world, from different centers around the world. There are recorded programs there and live programs. And actually, the program I'm speaking of on Saturdays at 10 a.m. Eastern Time are on the chanting channel.
Yeah. So. Wonderful. Great resource. And you were going to, I think, do one more blessing for everyone today?
Yes. Thank you. So everyone, please relax and make a request for what you would like to receive this blessing for. I'm going to offer what's called the Dao Song Blessing. It's a special transmission that I have received from Master Shah. And it can be for one issue, whether it's for the physical body, emotional body, mental body, or perhaps a relationship blessing. Or maybe you're searching for a career or a new career. It could be that also. So please request, close your eyes, relax, and receive.
Thank you. That was so beautiful. That was your soul song to us. Thank you. That was just wonderful.
Thank you so much, Dr. Cheryl. I really enjoyed spending this time with you and with everyone. I really appreciate the opportunity.
Well, it was totally inspiring and uplifting, and I do want to invite people to check out the website, Dr. Shah, shadrsha.com. So much there. And attend one of those free Saturday morning classes and so much more that they can find. So we have been having this delightful conversation with Cher O'Rourke, Master Cher, who is one of the major teachers of Master Shah. I thank you so much for your time and for sharing your journey with us and your inspiration. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Dr. Cheryl. Thank you, everyone. Much love. Bye-bye.
Bye now. And to all of you listening, thank you for joining me. You know, it's an opportunity for you to practice Da'ai, do some chanting, go over to Dr. Shah, try some of the healing opportunities that are offered there, and then let me know what happens. Get back to me. Get onto that voicemail, which is the number again is 862-800-6805. I'd love to hear your miracles. So until next time, peace, love, and harmony to you. See you next week. Bye for now.
Join hearts and swallow.